This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour of this live election edition here on Tuesday night. You can join us via Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, throughout the show here tonight, mostly in the second and third hours, we've been checking in with the election results. First hour, we talked a lot about scalping tickets, which you're still welcome to call in about if you've got an opinion about that. Maybe you are a ticket scalper and you want to defend your business, because I think it's fully defensible what ticket scalpers do. They're providing a valuable service. With us tonight, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Unlike politicians who provide no valuable service whatsoever, but yet everybody pays attention to them as though, you know, they matter. Well, I guess they do, because they're controlling our lives, and that's ultimately what they want to do. And, of course, even if Donald Trump wins, I think that his supporters are going to be ultimately very disappointed, because they want to believe that this guy is some sort of challenge to the status quo, and he's not.
No.
He's going to get in there and he's not going to change a thing.
The status quo is huge.
Exactly. And he's not going to touch it. But we are looking at some of the numbers, because it is an interesting race. It has been certainly the most entertaining political election season of my lifetime, even though it's depressing ultimately that one of these tools is going to end up winning. Donald Trump currently, according to Politico.com, has 121 electoral votes, with Hillary Clinton trailing behind at 97. However, the West Coast polls have not yet closed, and you may expect California is likely going to go for Clinton.
It also seems like, you know, the way that this is playing out, it's almost like it's being scripted to go out to be as dramatic as possible.
As possible.
Showing Trump in the lead now, because already one of the battleground states, Michigan, has gone for Hillary. So, you know.
And you got the whole West Coast where there's, like, you know, 70-something electoral votes out there. I'm sure all of them are going to go for Clinton. Right now, we're looking at the central time zone reporting in the very center of the United States, North Dakota through Texas. That whole strip is entirely red. It's all being called for Donald Trump at this point. New York has finally been called for Hillary Clinton, which, of course, New York's one of the big states with 29 electoral votes. Clinton with 90%.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. 0% reporting. So somehow with 0% reporting, they're already calling it for Clinton.
What were they calling for? Which one is that?
New York.
New York, right.
So what's it? That is
90% would be huge. If she wins by 90% in New York, I mean, it's like clear, obvious that she's going to win the election.
Gary Johnson not doing so hot in the South, doing better up North, where is, for instance, in New Hampshire, Johnson is got a 4.2% compared to Jill Stein's 0.9%. Let's go back to Gamma. He's calling from Chicago, which is one of the states that's been called for Clinton, with 19.8% reporting, 70% voting for Hillary Clinton, only 3% voting for Gary Johnson. Gamma, other thoughts you wanted to share? Go ahead, sir.
Well, obviously, no doubt, I predicted Illinois would go for Clinton, because everybody I'm in Chicago too, which is a bastion of liberalism. Everybody I talk to is just fighting at the chops to go for Clinton. I can't remember what I was calling for.
Well, that's why notes are very helpful when you're calling talk radio. Never hurts to jot down a couple of bullet points. You had told us before that you're planning on moving to New Hampshire. You think about
it.
You think about it a lot. It's something you're thinking about on a daily basis. But you've got a good job. You sound like you're a key man. You know, the job is set for you, and you know you leaving would possibly. It's a scary thing, you said, thinking about moving elsewhere. Is that because?
Reminded me. Yeah,
is that because your industry? Is that because the industry that you work in isn't really present in New Hampshire?
I don't know about that. I can transfer, but I don't know what I'll reach when I get there. But just the thought of leaving, you know, I mean, I'm I'm eating every day. I'm living well. I have the lake shore. Just the thought of leaving is very daunting, in my opinion.
Well, change can be scary. It can be intimidating,
yeah, sure.
Especially when you're going to a place that you're unfamiliar with, especially when you're going to be around people that you don't yet know, which is one of the reasons why visiting New Hampshire certainly can help, I think, you know, maybe put to rest some of those fears.
So that's the best way to start.
If you have, well, it was easy for you. You lived in Maine, but...
yeah, it was a quick, you know, 90-minute drive. And, yeah, I think I went to maybe 3 Pork Fest, 3 Liberty Forums before I decided to actually make the move.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I was still coming up to Manchester to visit friends almost on a weekly basis. And you know, and that way I had a circle of people. So when I decided to actually make the move completely, I already had those friends. I already kind of felt like I had a place. So, I mean, do it, but make sure you do it right. You know,
yeah.
you don't want to screw it up and then have to move back home.
That's even well beyond what, because you was like, you went there, you looked around, saw what was going on. The thought of moving there is so daunting that it's like, how do I even like find an apartment? I have to like call and take their word for it, like where I'm going to stay. I have to get an apartment, word of mouth.
So one of the nice things about where you are, which is you're a decade into this move here. There's been a long time migration of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists who've been migrating here for many years. And so there's already a network here of people who can help you with that. So I would recommend starting with Porcupine Real Estate. Mark Warden, he does more than just selling homes. He can help people who are looking to rent a place. And it may be as simple as just, you know, going and renting a room in Manchester, which is kind of the big city in New Hampshire. That way it's pretty centrally located for the southern tier of New Hampshire as well. So you can rent a room in somebody's house, usually owned by a libertarian. So you can have a libertarian as your landlord. You can rent a room in a house that likely has other libertarians in it. That'll kind of get you plugged in instantly into whatever social scene there might be out there. And then from there, you can kind of explore other areas of the state, maybe find work that's better for you or a house that's more appropriate for you. There's always those sort of starting points that are relatively easy to find. All you have to do is reach out to the community here and connect with those folks. And Gamma, good luck. Keep us informed on how things are going for you. I appreciate your call here tonight. Big news around the country about medical marijuana and marijuana. I want to definitely check in with the other states. And so I looked at Massachusetts.
I have a breaking kind of report here.
Yeah, please.
I just checked Twitter, and I found an interesting article here that is being reported.
Break it.
The article was published at noon, but Clinton Township, this is near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
There's a town called Clinton.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Today's election day, for the most part, voting has been smooth. Many areas are already seeing long lines, with some officials saying they wouldn't be surprised if voter turnout topped 80%. However, there has been some scattered issues where voters are encountering problems. Every time I would push a candidate for the Republican Party, it would come up as for the Democratic candidate,
uh-oh,
said voter David Drain. Election judges in Clinton Township, Butler County, confirmed that there were issues with 2 of their 8 automated voting machines. Most of the issues came to when people tried to vote straight party ticket. However, they said specifically they wanted to vote for Donald Trump, only to see their vote switched before their eyes to Democrat Hillary Clinton. I went back, pressed Trump again. 3 times I did this. So then I called one of the women that were working the polls over, and she said, "You must be doing it wrong." She did it 3 times, and it defaulted to Hillary every time, Bobby Lee Horenko said. Pennsylvania State Representative Daryl Metcalf went to Clinton Township to check on the reports for himself. If somebody has an issue, they should certainly let the judge of elections of the precinct know, and also call their county bureau of elections, as folks here have done this morning. Representative.
Damn.
Yep. That's
all right.
Just interesting. I mean, it says those machines should be taken out of the mix.
I bet that would make for a really good viral video. If you actually were voting today and that happened to you, and you pull out your phone and recorded video of that happening and happening more than once, upload that to YouTube.
Yeah.
That could take off.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what we need to see, because, you know, it's gotten so bad.
The proof that it has.
You know, I saw this article, too, and I'm so skeptical about everything. I look at that, I'm like, well, I don't know. But if somebody had a video of it where, you know, you see it, It's irrefutable.
Yep, absolutely. And coming up, I got the numbers from Massachusetts so far on their proposition to legalize cannabis. It's close.
Nice.
It's real close. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here in this election night edition of the program, going over some of the ballot initiatives out there. Medical marijuana and marijuana on several ballots across the country. Maine and Massachusetts are looking at legalizing it, as well as some other states on the western side And their polls have yet to close, so we don't know how legalization is going to do in the states, California, Arizona, and Nevada, so we've yet to get any results out there. But in Massachusetts and Maine, things are looking good for Maine. Question one on the ballot in Maine. Now look, only 6% of the precincts are reporting at this point, but according to PressHerald.com, with 6% reporting, legalizing marijuana is at 53% in Maine.
It's going to win. I've been confident about it since the beginning.
Well, Maine has had decriminalization since the mid-1970s, so it's been one of the best states. If you're going to get busted for marijuana, Maine has been one of the best states to get busted.
Oh, yeah, and it's actually fully legal in three different cities, Portland included.
Again, I'm watching specifically the battleground states as I'm looking at the election results, and it's just became more of a squeaker. Trump has pulled ahead by 2%, roughly.
Where?
In Florida.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's now 49.3 to 47.6, with 88% reporting. 88.8% reporting.
Also, as we learned tonight, Florida doing very, very well on the marijuana front. Medical marijuana, a solid 67 or 70%, somewhere in that range, which is much better than it did 4 years ago. 4 years ago, only 58% voted for it, which in Florida you need 60% to pass the ballot initiative, which is an actual constitutional amendment. They don't have like a classic ballot initiative, which just like creates a law. It actually amends the Florida Constitution down there.
Oh, wow.
Johnson and Stein combined, well, actually, even just Johnson would make the difference in percentage points between Hillary and Trump. So, you know, those people who are ridiculous and angry and say that, you know, they're spoilers.
Yeah, but they don't know.
They could be extra angry after this election because they'd be like, they could say, like, well, that 2% is what put Trump over the top in Florida. That gave us the election.
Yeah, but what if 1% went to Trump and 1% went to Clinton?
Well, what if,
wouldn't we have been the same?
We don't know. Of course, they'll just say he pulled all of his votes from Clinton.
Right, but what if there are people who wouldn't have even shown up? But what if those people were like, yeah, I'm going to stay home if there wasn't a Gary Johnson?
Right.
So you never know what those votes would have done otherwise.
Of course not, but that's not what these irrational lunatics will say, because they're irrational lunatics.
In other marijuana-related news, we're going to get right back into your calls here in a moment. Massachusetts, it is a dead heat right now, with only 6% of the precincts reporting. It's 50% to 50% on legalizing, regulate, and taxing marijuana. The current actual total number of votes has yes in the slight lead of 123,430 to 122,578. So basically 1,000 votes difference right now in Massachusetts on legalizing marijuana. So that's a close one. It looks like Maine's more of a sure deal, but again, it's still too early to really even say for sure on either of them. Let's go to Abel Freeman calling us from New Hampshire on Skype. Go ahead, Abel.
Howdy.
Hey.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Been actually a little bit more than a year, and there's something to that. But
I thought you were away for 2 years for driving while suspended.
I'm still an inmate. I have a bracelet here. So.
Oh, so you're on GPS tracking?
No, it's not GPS tracking. It's a much more basic system that just logs me in when I'm supposed to be inside from 8 to 6.
Oh, so they give you a curfew? Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got like a little transponder at your home, and if it detects you there, then it says, he's home.
Right. They did have the GPS thing on me, mm-hmm. and it was this monster thing. I'm going to attempt to not be a traveler for the time being, at least. And as a result, I'm going to ride my bicycle, and you know, I felt as if this massive thing on my ankle would have worn holes in my legs and stuff like that trying to ride with that. So I'm really happy that they went back to there was a newbie guy that was running that. You know, it's all third party stuff with these sewn up contracts and stuff like that. He I think it was his first day strapping an ankle thing on my body, and and they couldn't get it to work. And so he's, oh, I've got to do this GPS thing. And so I had that for a week or so, and then I met up with him.
You have been a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, and what happened to you was the tragedy of this thing called a habitual offender status. Here in New Hampshire, the habitual offender status puts countless people behind bars. And what we're talking about is driving. We're talking about the habitual offense of driving without government permission slips or driving while suspended in some way. And they, when I was in jail for civil disobedience, there was a guy who was in there on a minimum year sentence because he was a so-called habitual offender. And all he was doing wasn't driving drunk. He was driving to work. And they arrested him for that, and they do it all the time. I bet you weren't the only guy in prison for that that charge, were you?
Oh, no, you know, it's like, you know, every other guy you talk to in there. Between the drug war and the administrative, because these are just administrative issues of whether you have a drug license or not. I don't think it should even be raised to the level of a fine. I think you should just get notified and, you know, either you comply or you don't comply.
I hope that somebody, you know, maybe now that you're out, you should talk to some of these state reps that are going to be taking office hopefully here after today, and they're going to have a time that they can submit legislation that's coming up within the next couple of weeks. If they can put together something to destroy the habitual status, that I think would be a huge move forward for New Hampshire's level of freedom. So what were you actually calling about tonight, Abel?
Well, I was calling about the so-called election. I notified you guys a long time ago that I had in 04, the day before the re-election of George W. Bush, that, you know, I had become tired of voting third party and, you know, not getting anything from the governmental activities that I've been part of over the years. And, you know, one of which was to run for state rep here, actually, at one point. But when in 04, I canceled my voter registration, so I'm no longer consenting to be governed. And when Mao came out and said, you know, the politics comes from the barrel of a gun.
Political power, grows from the barrel of a gun.
That's right. That's the quote. Thanks for the correction.
Yeah.
It just came to me, after all of this time, I'm hearing a friend of mine just jokingly call me the bad slave, right? And I'm saying, that's what I've been. I've been a bad slave for, all of my life.
Abel, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The thing is, not registering to vote doesn't mean you don't consent to the government. I mean, you can still not consent to the government and still go and vote as a defensive measure. Because I can tell you, if you're not voter registered, that's not going to be an excuse in court. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are watching the live election results here tonight in what will ultimately be bad news for the United States, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Things are going to get worse. The government's going to get more intrusive, more oppressive, and more, you know, terrible than it's ever been. But luckily, there are some solutions out there, and we've been talking about the idea of moving to New Hampshire for libertarians, for liberty-minded people, people who actually care about freedom. You owe it to yourself to check out New Hampshire as a destination. We got the Shire Society here. We got the Free State Project here. There are multiple migrations of liberty-minded people that are coming here. And one of the tools in the activist belt, and it should be a tool for you, whether or not you're an activist, is Cell 411. Cell 411 just became the best app that you could possibly have on your smartphone. It was already one of the top apps when it was just a decentralized emergency response app, meaning that you can actually send out emergency alerts to your friends and family members. Anybody else that has Cell 411, you can let them know if you're in trouble, you've been pulled over by the police, something's on fire at your house, or a medical emergency. There's a bunch of different alerts that you can send, and it's GPS-based, so your friends will know where you are when something's happening. You can also stream video of what's going on, so that way people can actually watch what's happening to you. It's incredibly useful. If that's all Cell 411 did, it would be and was an amazing app. But as of 2 weeks ago, Cell 411 launched ride sharing. And it's hard to really explain how amazing and you know, I guess, revolutionary this is, because they've taken ride sharing, which was already decentralized from the old taxicab centralized corporations, and they've decentralized it even further. Uber and Lyft decentralized in, from that old system into a newer system of connect riders with drivers. But the problem was with Uber and Lyft is Uber and Lyft were setting all the rates. Uber and Lyft were deciding the amount of money that you would make for a ride. Now with Cell 411, if you want to give somebody a ride somewhere, you get to decide how much to charge. You get to decide what to accept. You want to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin? You want to take silver? You want to take trade? You want to take cash? You can do all that. You want to do credit cards? You can do that too. If you ride with Uber and Lyft, it's credit card only. If you ride with Uber and Lyft, they decide how much you get to take from the ride. With Cell 411, you make all those decisions. That empowers you as a driver to be more of an entrepreneur, to be in charge of your experience, and further, you don't have to ask anyone's permission. You download Cell 411 from their website or the Apple or Google app stores. Go to GetCell411.com. You install the app. You add a picture of yourself and a picture of your car, and you are a driver. There's no begging permission. You don't have to go through a background check. There's no insurance requirement. Now, you might want to have insurance. It's probably a good idea to do that. But Cell 411 isn't asking for anything but a couple of pictures. And that's all you need to do to give people rides. It's an incredible advancement in the world of ride sharing. And it's free. So go and check it out over at GetCell411.com. We go to Alaska, where Dick is calling from Wasilla. It's going to be a little while before the Alaskan results come in here tonight. Dick, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I'm sitting outside the polling place right now. I got off work, and I'm wearing my Rand Paul hat. About a year ago, I would have been calling you guys, trying to convince you to vote or support Rand Paul in the primary. But now I've kind of been debating who I'm going to vote for in this election because my options are pretty terrible, as yep. you know. So I can't vote for Hillary or Trump.
Nobody's making you vote, though. I mean,
what's
you
that?
Don't have to. Nobody's making you vote. You don't have to go.
Oh, I know, but there's local elections. There's actually a decent libertarian guy running for Senate up here who is polling pretty well. He's got a pretty impressive campaign, and he's by no means perfect. I'd say he's more a conservative Republican than a libertarian. But
Alaska is one of the better states for libertarians. It was the third place state in the Free State Project's vote back when they did that more than a decade ago. And there is a very strong independent streak in Alaska. There's actually an independence party that has is essentially secession is part of their platform.
Cool. I'm a member of the Alaska Independence Party, so yeah.
Is there an independence party candidate for governor this year?
I don't think so. And I'm probably going to switch over to the Libertarian Party because I've been trying to get involved with the Alaska Independence Party. But I have not been able to get in contact with anybody. They're apparently the biggest third party up here, but they really aren't. I haven't been able to get in touch with them, so I'm going to probably switch to Libertarian here after this election sometime.
Well, you were bemoaning your lack of choices, but, I mean, Alaska, actually, I'm looking at the Politico.com here. It looks like you guys actually have a few choices on the ballot for president. You've got, of course, Clinton and Trump, but in addition, you've got Gary Johnson, Jill Stein of the Libertarian and Green Party, and you've got Daryl Castle from the Constitution Party and Rocky De La Fuente. So you actually have more choices for president than most people do on their ballots.
Oh, absolutely. I've been considering Gary, but he's not good enough on religious freedom for me. And some of the comments
really?
That his vice presidential candidate has made have really left me down.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that my vote is not going to determine who the president is, obviously. So I'm trying to send a message with my vote, and it would go to the Libertarian candidate to send a message to the Republicans and the Democrats that you guys need to get your stuff together and to send a message that we need the Libertarian Party to be bigger, but their candidate, I just can't do it this year. So that leaves, I think the best way to send a message would be either Daryl Castle, who I like. I think he's got a pretty decent platform, but if I know he ain't really got a chance of breaking through at all, so I'm settling on writing in Daryl W. Perry.
There you go.
I think he's my
That's
best
what
choice.
I did. I wrote in Daryl W. Perry today here in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, here's the big question about Alaska. We mentioned the other night here on the show that it wasn't too long ago that Alaska's very first marijuana club opened up. It's
right.
happening there, right?
Well, there's been some interesting stuff here. I haven't followed it too terribly closely. There's a shop right down the street from me that's opening up soon. They're in business right now, but they don't have a product. They're geared up to grow. Mm-hmm. And before they can sell it, it's got to go to a tester. So most of the shops, or a few shops, are actually ready to go, but it's testing facilities that are holding them back.
I see. And that's a government-regulated, government-mandatory testing.
Right, and it's been 2 years since it passed by ballot initiative, so they've been really procrastinating on it. And trying to, you know, drag their feet. You would have liked, there was a guy in Anchorage, which is just about an hour from me, who he was doing a giving it away for donations and trying to skirt the law, and he's been getting in trouble and fighting it.
Awesome.
And I always meant to call and give you more information about him, but never really got enough information in the time to call. It's kind of my question for you, Ian, is who'd you write in for vice president?
I couldn't write anyone else in because Daryl was the only person who had registered as a write-in candidate, so it wouldn't have mattered if I'd written somebody else in. So if I could have, I would have written in Will Coley from Call to Freedom, the America's favorite redneck Muslim. That Will
Coley. Yeah, and I'm familiar with him. I was debating between him and Harambe for vice president. I probably could do Harambe.
All right, Dick. Thanks for the call tonight, man.
I've got to give him the shot he deserves. Anyway, you guys take care.
Appreciate it, and good luck voting. So he hasn't even gone. He's standing outside the precinct right as he was calling us there because, you know, in Alaska time, it's still in the afternoon. It's still, what, 5 o'clock, 5:41 right now in Alaska time?
Sounds about right.
Polls in Alaska don't close until 11 p.m. Eastern time, so we've got a ways to go on that. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. More of the map is filling in over at Politico.com. Johnson, you've been looking over the numbers
I'm
there.
I'm looking at the battleground states primarily because those are the ones like Florida, Michigan, and Virginia. And currently Trump is winning in Florida. He's currently winning in Virginia as well, but by very slim margins. It's a wider margin, but 2% in Florida and 0.5% in Virginia.
Not even 2%. It's less than that. It's 49.2 for Trump, 47.7 for Clinton, and 93.8% reporting. So that one's almost
right. Exactly.
It's close to being done.
If he takes Virginia and Florida,
it'll be a nice boost.
This becomes a really, really tight race.
Right.
Ohio becomes one of the next. Ohio, Pennsylvania, those are the other states to watch.
We got more here for you on the way. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We got time for you if you want to get your thoughts in here before the end of the election. We are in the midst of the vote counting for the Eastern, Central, and Mountain time zones. Polls will be closing out in the Pacific time zone here in about 15 minutes. And then, of course, Alaska and Hawaii will be trailing a little bit later on tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
Johnson, you've been following the battleground states.
Yeah, I'm watching New Hampshire flip back and forth between Trump and Hillary.
Oh, yeah, it just went back to Trump, and it was Clinton.
It was, like, at first we were looking, it was a 14-vote difference. I was like, what?
That's crazy.
And Trump was winning by 14 votes, and then, Hillary was winning by 14 votes. Then it jumped to 127 votes lead for Hillary, and now it is a 400-vote lead for Trump. No, 1,000 for...
Yeah, about 1,300 or so.
So Trump just snagged a sizable lead in New Hampshire, but only 28.3% of reporting, yeah. So it's anybody's game.
Right now, the total number of electoral votes as being reported at Politico.com, 104 for Hillary Clinton, 137 for Donald Trump. But remember, the West Coast is going to definitely help even that out. Likely Clinton's going to take California. She'll probably take the entire West Coast.
Yeah, but if she takes Florida, New Hampshire, if Trump takes Florida, New Hampshire, and Virginia... It's over, Johnny. I think he's got it.
It looks like he's pretty solid in Ohio as well, which has yet to be called for Trump.
Oh, really? Ohio's another major battleground state.
He's got 52.9% there with 51% reporting. Clinton with 42%. So there's a 10% difference between Trump and Clinton in Ohio right now. So it's going to be interesting to watch here as the night rolls on.
It's scary to me because I feel like the Democrats are more likely to be the violent rioters tomorrow. Like, I don't know, like... You know, just judged on what's gone on with some of these protests and things that have happened. You know, you see the videos online of the Trump guys going around and, you know, saying that, you know, they go out and they're like, I vote for Trump. They go into areas that, you know, necessarily you wouldn't expect somebody to vote for Trump. And people have been very, very violent to them. And they do the opposite thing with Hillary. And it's, you know, they've been unmolested.
So something I want to hear tonight, I mean, not necessarily tonight, but tomorrow night when we're doing the real postmortem, we finally got the final results. I want to know, like, in your state, where you are, what are the ballot measures that are really interesting that we need to know about? Like, we knew about marijuana. We know there's 5 states going to legalize, possibly, and then another 4 or 5 that are looking at medical. That's the obvious one. We'll definitely cover that tomorrow night. But what else is out there? There's some other interesting stuff. Like, in Maine, for instance... there's apparently a ballot measure that, or a referendum that is actually going to allow for ranked choice voting, which would mean that Maine voters, if this passes, will be able to rank their choices. So instead of just getting to pick one, you can, this gets rid of the wasted vote syndrome. Right. Because now, if you like Jill Stein, you can vote her number one, and then you could vote, you know, Johnson 2 or Hillary 2.
Well, I'm sure people are still going to vote the ridiculous incumbent party candidates as their number one choice.
Well, no, that's not the point of, maybe that's because they don't understand ranked choice voting. My understanding of ranked choice is you vote for the one you like the best at the top, and then vote for the second best at number two. And so, presuming most people are going to vote for the big candidates, Hillary and, you know, whoever else, or Trump, will still likely win, but at least then there's no more excuse to not vote for the person who you want at the top position.
Right.
There's less of an excuse, I guess, for it in that case. And right now, ranked choice voting is winning with 54% in Maine.
Oh, my God, that would be great.
Also,
start that everywhere.
Yeah, also in Maine, legalizing marijuana is winning, despite the governor of the state coming out with a video trying to scare people into voting no for legalizing marijuana, talking about how it's going to, you know, make people crazy or whatever.
Reaper madness!
Yeah.
Ah!
It really was that. He really did come out with a crazy propaganda video about this.
The governor of Maine has said a lot of really horrific things as far as the drug war goes. He has called for vigilantism. He has called for the death penalty for drug dealers. He has just said a lot of things that are horrifically fascist about drugs. And, and you know, there are some drugs that I like more than other ones. I agree, heroin, not really a good thing to really have in a society. But to argue for public lynching of a local drug dealer is not something that I want to see a governor of any state saying. That is, I think we're a little bit more progressive than that as a society at this point, past public hangings.
So Maine, in the bad news section, is going to increase their minimum wage likely with 57%. Now, just to be fair, there's only 15% reporting here of these numbers, okay?
It'll likely pass.
Yeah, minimum wage increase likely going to pass. Income tax surcharge for public education, so to increase the income tax, that's likely going to pass with 53% voting for that. So Maine, not a libertarian place, even though Gary Johnson got 5%. But remember, people voting for Gary Johnson aren't necessarily voting for him because he's a libertarian, but simply because he's not Trump or Clinton. Which brings us to the marijuana vote in Massachusetts, where it was 50% to 50% earlier, with only about 6% reporting. Now we've got 21% reporting and 52% voting in favor of legalizing, regulating, and taxing marijuana. So it's looking to be good news for the marijuana legalization movement here tonight. Last time in California, though, where they're voting on it again, last time in California, the growers of medical marijuana were lobbying to not legalize marijuana, which is a crazy thing if you think about it. Why would somebody who's legally growing it not want it to be even more legal? But they were pushing against that. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Again, polls not yet closed on the West Coast. In New Hampshire, Gary Johnson is doing, I think he was doing over 4% last time I looked. But the big news for New Hampshire libertarians is their gubernatorial candidate, who for the last few elections, their candidate for governor hasn't really done much better than 2%. This time, and likely maybe it's due to the whole Trump-Clinton thing, but this time the libertarian is getting around 5%, which means that the libertarian candidate for governor, Max Abramson, who you've heard call this show, he's not going to win, but what he is going to succeed at if he sticks at 5% is if it's over 4% for the libertarian for governor in New Hampshire, that means libertarians will be able to fill the ballots in the next election here. And in New Hampshire, the elections happen every 2 years. So you can turn over the entire state house every 2 years here. The governor is every 2 years. So in 2 years from now, libertarians will be able to run for election for the same cost as Republicans and Democrats, which is a huge change, and it hasn't been that way since the 1990s. So that's big news here in New Hampshire. Yeah. If you're a libertarian and you're here and you don't want to run as a Republican or Democrat, 2 years from now, if we continue to get more than 4% here tonight, then that'll be possible. It'll then cost $2 to run for state rep.
Nice.
$2. So that's huge news. Let's see. What else? Are you looking at anything interesting there, Johnson? I see you studying the map over at Politico.com.
I'm just staring at it. It's just waiting for things to refresh.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And by the way, you can, of course, join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. For those of you that want to continue following the election results here, Free Talk Live wraps our show every night, 10 p.m. We do the show live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And many of our listeners are listening on the radio. Please stay tuned to your radio stations. I don't want to tell you to tune out from your favorite station. But if you're listening online, if you're listening to LRN.FM, you know that we haven't had a live show on Tuesday nights for several weeks since the Rebel Love Show retired their program. And tonight we are going to have a special edition of Off the Air Live, which is Cody's show.
Yep.
Normally you hear Off the Air Live on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern. Although this weekend, in a drunken stupor, you decided to increase your show length by 50%. Do you remember doing that, Cody?
I do. Yes.
Okay. Good.
At some, I don't remember making the decision, but yes. Apparently now it's a 3 hour long show on Saturdays.
You were so frustrated with not having enough time to talk on Saturday night that you demanded a third hour, and I said I can do that. I actually programmed a third hour for you during your show, so it wasn't just a one-time thing. It is now you're on the schedule from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Saturday night into Sunday morning. So for those of you who've been enjoying Off the Air Live, you now get 50% more Off the Air Live on Saturday nights. And this week, you're going to get 50% more Off the Air Live in the form of an extra show, which is happening tonight. You seem to be less depressed now than you were 3 hours ago.
Right. During the hour break, I am going to make an alcohol run because I feel like it's going to be necessary to get through the rest of the night.
I hear there's alcoholic ice cream in the house right now. No? Apparently not. I'm being told that you can't have any of that. Sorry about that.
Might not be mine, yes.
I didn't mean to tease you about that. So, Cody's going to be doing his show coming up here in moments on LRN.FM, the special election night edition of Off the Air Live. You'll be able to get drunk with Cody O'Connor here. I'm sure that there are people drinking heavily all across the United States and around the world, because this is going to affect the world political scene as well.
Yeah, so I feel like there's going to be a certain amount of people listening out there who want to vent their frustrations, and you know, maybe they're angry, pissed off, they want to drink, they just want to listen to the type of show where it's like, well, we're going to be a little bit more loose and, you know, just say what we really think.
So stay tuned to LRN.FM for Off the Air Live, and we'll see you tomorrow night. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.